Welcome to the HIMSS Interoperability and Standards podcast series. My name is Joy Sensmeyer, and I'm the Vice President of Informatics for HIMSS. Today, my guest is Dr. John Lunsk. John has had leadership roles in government, clinical, academic, and private sector health information technology. He is currently Chief Medical Information Officer for CGI and an adjunct associate professor in the Center for Population Health IT at the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. Before joining CGI, John held the position of Director of Interoperability and Standards in the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, or ONC. And he was an Associate Director for Informatics at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Before his work in public health, Dr. Lunsk served as Assistant Dean and Division Head of Informatics at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill School of Medicine. John serves as the Volunteer Chair of the HIMSS Interoperability Policy Section, or we call it HIPS, Workgroup. John, thank you so much for joining us today for our discussion.
Thanks, Joyce. I'm very pleased to be with you today. I do feel a little bit, though, that given all of your contributions in this area, perhaps I should be interviewing you.
Well, thank you.
Maybe that can be the next podcast.
There you go.
It's a very important time for health IT interoperability. If health reform depends on health IT and health IT outcomes depend on interoperability, and I do believe this equation, there's really a lot at stake right now.
Oh, I certainly agree. And we are here to talk about health IT interoperability today. No small task, for sure. HIMSS has recently arrived at a technical definition of health IT interoperability. But, John, how do you frame this broader issue?
The HIMSS interoperability definition is a good one. It's really helpful to have clear language that can talk about what seem to some to be technical nuances. It's a very arcane area. It's also important, though, really to think about interoperability from a broad outcomes perspective and to get a sense for where we are and what are the impediments to really making health IT systems work with each other broadly. From that perspective, one also needs to include consideration of a variety of other elements and more than just data exchange. So one thing I would point to is the issues of policy and law interoperability. How conducive is the regulatory environment and how readily can different federal agencies, state governments, local health players work together? These are big issues and they very much relate to interoperability. There's also the well-discussed business interoperability. Are the business incentives aligned to enable competing healthcare organizations to work together? Can different software vendors work together too? These are and have been issues for the industry for some time. But I'd also like to point to the importance of a wide range of other activities that really are enabling, that are beyond terminologies and standards or the classic things one thinks of when talking about interoperability. And by that, I'm talking about the infrastructure of the directories of providers and patients, the indices for where data can be found, and the ability to share infrastructure for things like identity and authentication challenges. This is a lot of work, and it can't all be pursued as one-offs. And all these parts and pieces are critical to making health IT systems really work together.
That is definitely a great point. It is a huge challenge, and it's great that we have your comments here today because I know you've been involved with this for some time. So it seems to be a good time to step back and look at where we are from the big picture. So, John, why don't you set the stage for us related to that?
Sure. It is really good time to assess. $15 billion have now been invested in electronic health records via HITECH. Meaningful use stage two is close. There is a discussion about what meaningful use stage three should look like, whether it should be pushed out, whether there'll be deeming, whether there will be more outcomes orientation. And yet at the same time, there are rumblings coming from Congress and others about the relative accomplishments of the stimulus program, particularly with interoperability featuring in some of those concerns. Joyce, I hate to be a cup half empty type of person, and there's a huge amount of good work going on in HL7, in IHE, et cetera, but there just is a lot more to do. You and I both know the kind of effort that's required to have a really well-maintained, standardized transaction where two systems can work together without having to develop point-to-point customization. Mm-hmm. There's the business requirements, the standards harmonization, the specification and testing of the highly specific implementation guidance, and just having incentives for use and testing tools. One really could go on and on. The other point I'd make is that although at times we like to think about one general transaction, there are quite frequently many transactions, maybe as many as five times as many as we typically think about, that are involved in any particular given activity when you drill down into it and really get specific. And there are frequently more IT systems that need to be tested to be compliant than people think as well. If we really want interoperability, we need to work with more than just EHRs, and we really need to tackle the variety of transactions that are associated with a given activity. And then it's important to think about engineering the health IT system we need, not just the one that we have now and are trying to make electronic. And this is particularly poignant in this point in time where health reform is being advanced concurrently. What are the needs of health reform? What are the transactions that need to be supported, et cetera? At the same time, the leverage of meaningful use seems to be waning. Quality reporting and new business processes have taken a lot of the meaningful use focus. And just now, as we're really getting to stage two and the start of a more substantive interoperability effort, just as that's beginning, there's talk of pushing off later stages and of other approaches to ensuring that people are tackling some of these issues. We really don't know what that's going to mean for the possible penalty phase down the line. Then the really big question is, in this environment, are the incentives now aligned for interoperability? Will the approach of doing representative transactions or of principally testing EHRs versus the variety of other systems and organizations involved in the overall health system, will that work? Will that put us over the interoperability tipping point? And for that, I think the jury is still out. There is hope in better business alignment through the Affordable Care Act and health reform. Certainly, private health information exchange and some other processes oriented around accountable care organizations would seem to be positioned for better business incentives, at least from a healthcare organization perspective. So there is hope there, too.
You mentioned the rumblings from Congress, which we've seen some of in the reboot report. But what do you think in general are the feelings out there? What are people thinking about where we're at? And how can we as health IT folks respond without being too pie in the sky?
That's a good question. The politics of the Affordable Care Act are pretty pervasive. There's a significant political tumult around this act. And health IT, on the other hand, has historically been a bipartisan agenda. But we have to recognize that during the process around health reform in this administration, some of that bipartisanship may have grown a little thin. That being said, you know, I think there are some very legitimate questions to ask about whether high tech has accomplished what we need from an interoperability standpoint. And I think most of these concerns and the concerns from Congress really do come from an honest desire to make this effort work. The reboot report you mentioned suggests pausing high tech to make sure interoperability and other things are on the right track. But I think that the dominant sentiment is really that the program should continue if with a push and refinement of its focus. The administration is now talking about interoperability more than it did before. I believe they truly, sincerely believe that standards and interoperability are critical to and not an impediment to innovation. And so I do think there's a number of things that are lined up to move forward in a positive way around interoperability. What we can do around this is we can really try to help make the general populace aware of the fact that there's a process for interoperability that is clear and concrete. It's not pie in the sky. We know how to do this. We can point to examples in things like e-prescribing and in other industries outside of health where it's been made to work. High tech can work that way. It can be made successful in this regard while it moves forward. it is important to show that accomplishment, because I do wonder if next time when Congress puts their toe into these waters, if they might be more draconian if they don't see the progress on this front.
That's an excellent but also a scary point. I know you and I have lived through this a while. We've certainly come a long way. I can recall when people were trying to figure out how to spell interoperability, and now it's the first thing that they talk about. So that's progress in terms of some awareness, but yet we do have a lot of work to be done yet. In our final aspect of this podcast, what do you think we should be doing next to move forward?
Well, Joyce, I think one of my pet projects here, and one that I think is particularly relevant when there is the possibility of political involvement, is that we really do need to be as objective as we can about where we stand with interoperability. We can and should leverage high tech to more interoperability outcomes, but we need to really make sure the discussion is objective. And to do that, we really need some absolute measures of interoperability. There's surprisingly little data that is available about the degree of interoperability. And if we don't have those data, we won't be able to judge our progress objectively, and it will make for a political rather than an objective consideration. So we really need to develop and publish objective measures of health IT interoperability. There's been a lot of emphasis on outcome measures for clinical quality in the health reform and in the Affordable Care Act. We really need some outcome measures for health IT interoperability to ensure that we have an objective assessment and that the discussion of this issue can go forward in as constructive a way as possible. There is a clear process for interoperability, and we just need to make sure that we can line up behind it sooner rather than later and make this work.
Excellent point, John. I know that some of the work groups at HIMSS are beginning to look at a maturity model for interoperability, and perhaps that'll provide some of the measures that you've described a need for. I think those are great points. And thank you so much for joining us today. I know all of our listeners will learn from and appreciate your thoughts on where we are with interoperability in health IT. And for those listening to learn more about interoperability and standards activities at HIMSS, please go to our website and click on Browse by Topic under the Resource Library, and then go to the Interoperability and Standards page, and I know you'll find a wealth of information. Thank you all for listening today, and thank you again, John.
Thank you, Joyce. It was my pleasure.